What drives your faithfulness? Is it money, prestige, passion, or status? What happens if those things disappear? Would you still be faithful to someone? Before you let a relationship go cold, identify the foundation of your faithfulness. A lot of times when we talk about faithfulness, our minds shift immediately to romantic relationships or marriages, but faithfulness is an important attribute in business too, and is an important integrity builder. To be faithful to your company, boss, employees, clients, or vendors, you need to identify what's at the core of your relationship. If it's based on anything I mentioned previously, money, prestige, passion, or status, you could be on shaky ground when it comes to being faithful. Ways to communicate or show faithfulness at work may include sticking to the agreed upon hours or project schedule and communicating any changes, being timely in responding to messages, making the effort to pick up the phone instead of shooting off a complicated response, and being honest about challenges with productivity. It's also really important that you express your faithfulness in public by not gossiping or posting anything on social media that could be damaging to the relationship, and being sincere with praise or recommendations when you have the opportunity to do so. The pitch challenge today: increase faithfulness in any relationship by doing something that demonstrates your commitment. This could be checking in periodically, even when it's not scheduled or required, or acknowledging or recommending the other person publicly. Perhaps you go above and beyond on a deadline without expecting anything in return. To be faithful means to be loyal, constant, and steadfast. When you show your faithfulness, you communicate your commitment to the other person, a commitment that's not based on the person's position at the company or how much money is being made. Those are all bountiful rewards that occur naturally from being faithful.